2 coming up tonight between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. We just got a lot of stuff going on. We got a lot of things I got to get to. So, Angel, I want to start this off right off the bat. Let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. Here we go. Now, let's get to good first. Let's get to the Colorado Rockies. That was a crazy win yesterday, man. Even I must admit that the Rockies, I mean, again, it's the Reds. The Reds and the Rockies are about the same team right now. But the Rocks were down 5-0 until we enter the bottom of the fifth. And Charlie Blackmon gets things going when bases are loaded. He gets walked. Rockies score. And we start scoring from there. Rocks scored 5 in the bottom of the fifth. They scored 6 in the bottom of the sixth. And they end up beating Cincinnati 11-6 after being down 5-0. They win the series.
Of their last 7 series.
Hey! May's been pretty good. May the new April? You just keep shifting it every year, and you're going to get to the point where May and June you're playing meaningful baseball? Maybe. The Rockies are trying to climb out of this hole. Off today. Back at it tomorrow at Texas, right?
Yep.
All right, good for them. I'm reversing this. The bad, we just got this breaking news, actually this morning. Tony Brothers will be the head official tonight. Is he the head official? Yeah, he's the head official. Tonight, for this Nuggets-Lakers game, we all know kind of the history there between Brothers and Joker. Brothers was the referee, the one that gave Nikola Jokic the technical foul after the whole Matt Ishbia thing took place. And I got some thoughts on that. I have some thoughts. Because, you know, obviously, tinfoil hat people are like, uh-oh, the fix is in. Here comes Tony Brothers. Try to ruin this thing, get Joker in foul trouble in the first, and Denver will be in trouble. We'll discuss. Here's my ugly. Mark Jackson. Kendrick Perkins. Draymond Green now. Lisa Salters. What are you guys doing? What are we doing here? Lisa Salters she's on SportsCenter? ESPN Sports? I don't even know. I'm trying to, like, place her. Because now she's in the media big time today, the news today. I've seen Lisa Salters. I'm terrible with names. I've seen her do stuff. She's not bad.
The clip that we'll play throughout the show maybe was from Rich Eisen.
She was on, so this was yesterday probably on KFKA. Heard this yesterday. Rich was out, but they had their fill-in in. And Lisa Salters, I haven't had any issue with. Now that I see her, I'm like, oh, yeah, I've seen Lisa Salters all over the place. She seems to be good at her job. However, yeah, screw it. Let's just play it. Here's Lisa Salter. She was on the Rich Eisen show yesterday. Let's play it, and then we'll talk about it.
I like covering him, watching him just set up shop.
It's funny, though, Susie. Like, I have never seen him play before. I haven't done a game here in Denver, and I was trying to figure out when. It's been at least 10 years. Maybe I had a game of theirs in the bubble. I think maybe I did. But this is really the first time I've had a chance to watch him play. And I got to admit, I have been sleeping on this guy. He is spectacular. He is ridiculously good and just unstoppable. Just watching him play last night, I was texting people saying, you know what? This guy is really good. And they're like, we've been trying to tell you that. And I admit, like, I, you know, hadn't really been paying much attention. I haven't had any games with Denver, either on the road or with them here at home. So I hadn't really paid much attention to him. Of course, I knew all of the, you know, I know all of the great things that people say about him. I know his stat lines. I know his numbers. So that I
like.
Where do we start here? Lisa, she's been a reporter for ESPN and ESPN on ABC since the year 2000. Specifically covers the NBA. Is that right? She's more of an NBA person. Or maybe she's just an overall ESPN person. I don't know. Either way, I'm just going to say this, to be fair. You come on and say, you know, honestly, I haven't seen Jamal Murray play or Michael Jordan or Michael Porter Jr. play or Aaron Gordon. All right. I get it. But even for the national media to come out and say that he's the two-time MVP, I'll put my bias aside and all my Joker love and all that aside. The fact is he's the two-time MVP. And you aren't watching any of his games? He's an MVP. He was the league's best player and in the running to win it again this year. I guess thanks for admitting it and not pretending that suddenly you're following him. But, okay, what if I got on the station, this show? Okay, people know what my show, this show's about. I cover a lot of Colorado sports. I cover CSU. I cover UNC, CU. Like the main sports. I talk a lot of football. I talk a lot of basketball. I'm not going to know every member of the golf team. Not going to know that. That's not what this show focuses on. It'd be like me getting on saying, you know, to be honest, I've never really seen Isaiah Stevens play. I've heard good things about him, and I hear what Kevin Lytle tells us, but I got to admit, he's pretty good. Or David Roddy, even. Once he finally got drafted, it'd be like me coming out after the draft saying, I never saw the dude play. It's mind-boggling to me that your job is to cover sports. And I don't, if your job is even a little bit of the NBA, Joker should be one on the top list because he was an MVP. He should be on the top of the list. If you come out and say, I didn't watch a lot of Jimmy Butler. Okay, he wasn't an MVP. He has been underrated, and I'll admit that. But Joker is, he's an NBA royalty. If you're an NBA, if you have won an MVP award, suddenly you should be viewed. You should be paying attention. Oh, they got an MVP. We should be probably slanting our focus over here. It's absolutely mind-boggling to me, Angel. I'm floored by this. And she's like laughing it off too. Like this is, you get paid for this. You get paid to talk about basketball. You get paid to talk. Now again, I don't know what her specialty is. If you're telling me today that she leans more toward the NFL or something, I don't know. Then okay, all right, maybe. But she clearly covered the bubble, and she didn't remember that. How far did the Nuggets go in the bubble?
Same place.
Same team. They went up against the same team. And you didn't watch? You didn't watch them play?
This can sound, and it comes off as we're whiny Nuggets fans.
Yeah, I get
we're,
that. Yeah,
we're
sure.
Being, you know, what do you mean? You've been begging for this coverage. You've been begging for the attention for Jokic for years, and now you're getting it and you're complaining? Yes, because we've been telling you this for years. And you're coming out and saying, you're admitting, I don't watch Jokic, I don't watch the Nuggets,
yeah.
I don't pay attention. I'd give you credit if you even watched YouTube highlights. They're 10-minute long, 10-minute videos.
You can
watch
find
that,
them pretty easily.
And you can say, yeah, I just watched his highlights from the last couple of years. That's fine. But coming out and saying you don't watch him at all,
because
you didn't cover him?
Because you didn't cover the Nuggets or whatever. I haven't been to a Nuggets game. I don't care if that's, like, Mark Jackson, even if he's not broadcasting a certain team very often, he should still know.
He called several Nuggets games this year.
You guys should still know, at the very least, the top 10 players in the NBA. You should follow them. If you got a guy that won two MVPs. Imagine if somebody came out and said, I haven't really watched Giannis, to be honest. He got two MVPs. He plays for a small market team,
but
like Milwaukee.
They'll talk about Luka all day long.
Yeah.
Sorry, I love Luka, but he hasn't done anything.
This is the problem here is all the things we thought were happening are true. You know, I always think about that. You know, when we all have like a group conspiracy, oh, ESPN doesn't care about the Nuggets, and they don't want to cover them. They don't want to cover Colorado teams. Tony Brothers doesn't like Joker, all this stuff. I always wonder, like 20 years from now, when you sit down and do an interview with people like Lisa Salters or Tony Brothers, will they come out and say, yeah, I hated Joker, or yeah, we didn't want to cover him? Well, we got it today. We actually got it, or yesterday. Lisa Salters comes out and says she works for the Four Letter Network, man. It would have been their job to put highlights together for Nikola Jokic. And she comes out and says, I'll be honest, I've never watched him play, and he's gone under the radar, and I've been ignoring him. I guess, like, thanks for admitting it.
It's like covering the NFL and you didn't watch Aaron Rodgers the last 3 years. Or you didn't watch Josh Allen. Or you're not watching Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, like Josh Allen. Because Rodgers at least has a Super Bowl, and it's hard not to talk about Rodgers. He's going to dark caves and doing mushrooms and all that stuff, or whatever he's
doing. Sure, but Josh Allen's a perfect example.
He's not. He didn't win a Super Bowl. He hasn't won an MVP. Mm-mm. So,
but he's talked about as if he did.
Right. So he's very well talked about. But it would be like that, like ignoring him. It makes me mad because you're getting a paycheck and you're covering basketball. She clearly is focused on the NBA because she said she was in the bubble. She was there. She covered. She said, "I think I covered the Nuggets." Well,
there was only a select number of teams in that area.
They were one of four. They were one of four at the end. So, of course, you had to have covered him.
The team that came back from 3-1 twice.
Never done that before. Nothing. Nope. Like, is that? I'm sorry, but I'm just gonna. Should she lose her job for that? I'm sorry, but it's ridiculous.
I can't. I don't know what an ESPN. Broadcaster, journalist, whatever their schedules are like. But if you're traveling, say you're going to travel from New York to Miami for a game, you're telling me you don't have 10 minutes to watch a highlight video on YouTube
of the MVP
and just watch it?
Yes.
I don't need an analyst. I don't need you to break it down frame by frame, but just watch it because that's all it takes. And you're seeing with casuals, you're seeing with NBA players, they watch Jokic and they can't help themselves but say, this guy is insane.
When I'm covering, like, we're going to talk to Nico Medved today, CSU head basketball coach for CSU. CSU head basketball coach for CSU.
Where is he coach?
CSU. Colorado State. Yeah.
Cool.
When you talk about some of the players that he's getting, they're transferring over. They're coming over. I come out. I don't know these guys. I know Neat Clifford because he played for CU. I don't watch a lot of Joel Scott because he played D2. But you know what? You hear his name and you start going, all right, that guy's coming to CSU. I should probably learn a little bit about him. I should probably follow him. Go back and look at some of his numbers. Go back and look at some of the stories written about him. Familiarize myself with the guy. Like, when I bring Nico on, if I say, to be honest with you, coach, never heard of these guys. Well, I hadn't. I hadn't heard of Joel Scott. I don't have that coverage area. But now he's relevant. So I'm going to talk about him. Nikola Jokic, as soon as he wins MVP number one. No. As soon as his team goes to the Western Conference Finals, if your job is covering the NBA, suddenly that team should be, okay, they might have lost to the Lakers, but they're on the radar now. We got to follow this guy. Oh, he won an MVP. Okay, now that's part of my study habits. That's part of a guy that I need to know about.
They talk about the Nuggets like it's a fluke.
Oh.
Like it's wait.
No question.
You are ignoring that this team has been to the playoffs every year since, what, 2018?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's
about
right.
Spurs round one series?
Yeah. I think that's about right. And then I was watching this morning, and some guy came on. I don't know what his name was, but he's like, the Nuggets barely beat the Lakers, and it took a historic performance by Nikola Jokic to do it.
That's not even historic.
He didn't score 53, did he?
Nope.
No.
I've seen Jokic do historic things. Game one was amazing, but it's just all right. That's probably his third, fourth best game ever.
It's astonishing to me, the bias.
It comes off so fake. Maybe for the casual fan it doesn't, because that's also their first time learning. For us, we've been following this guy for years,
yeah,
and it comes off like, what? Were you not listening?
You're paid to cover this league. There's only 30 teams in the NBA? There's only 30 teams.
10 of them aren't that good.
And only about 15 to 20 are worth talking about right now.
Right now, there's only four to
talk about. Come on and say you haven't heard of Gilgeous Alexander. I've never seen him play. Well, it's because Oklahoma City and they're a play-in team. Okay. Still weird. Should still know.
Somehow got a top five MVP vote.
You should still know these guys. But look at this, dude. Mark Jackson, for whatever reason, again, I probably believe him, but still, left Joker off of his MVP ballot. Kendrick Perkins claimed it would be racist if Joker won another MVP because, his numbers weren't as good, okay? Lisa Salters comes out and says, who? No, who, Nikola Howe? How many times do they all butcher his last name? It does get to the point where it's just disrespectful. It's like, this is
incredibly
your job. We watch you. We pay for these cable. We pay for this in our TV packages, and you're going to tell me? I don't care. Let's just say that Luka won two MVPs, and you get on and you talk about Luka and say, honestly, I've never seen him play. I'd be
maybe upset talking about too. What's the next team he's going to?
I'd be upset about that too. Like you don't know who that is. He just won two MVPs. I don't care, man. You come on and tell me you haven't watched Chanchar play. You come on and tell me that since Aaron Gordon left Orlando, I haven't really paid attention to him. I get that. That's fine. But the guy is amongst NBA royalty. He was one of the best. He was the best player in the NBA according to their own awards for 2 years in a row.
What all this is doing, at least for me, and I'm going to safely guess the rest of Nuggets Nation, like I said earlier, we've been begging for the respect for the last few years. Now that we're getting attention.
You're getting attention.
I don't even want it anymore. I don't want their respect. I don't want them talking about this.
You're not getting respect. They're still talking about Joker like, oh, that's adorable. He can do, that's cute. That's
how
they're talking about
it. Game one wasn't Jokic's incredible performance and the Nuggets.
It was the Lakers almost came back. And it was what's his face? Hachimura.
Yeah.
It was him. That was who we left talking about him. Oh, they figured something out in L.A. They still lost, but they figured it out. 22 minutes after the hour. I got to take a quick break here. Let's talk about that. Draymond Green does his podcast, and he has a dynamite plan for the Nuggets and what they should do to ensure a series win against the Lakers. We'll talk about it next. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
Preps Rewind. Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Now, I don't want to be like really hard on Draymond Green. It's not necessarily his job. But he does do a podcast. And I feel like, you know, a guy like me, you do a radio show, you kind of have somewhat of a responsibility to your listeners to somewhat know what you're talking about. Yeah, believe it or not, Angel, I don't know everything. There's things I get wrong. It happens once in a blue moon.
Well, you're human, Brady.
I'm human.
I think.
But Draymond Green gets on his podcast, and he's trying to analyze the Nuggets. But here's what he had to say. This is interesting to me. He's got a solution. He didn't like how Aaron Gordon played, so here's a solution.
Mike Malone could have made more adjustments, in-game adjustments. One being, there was a point where you kind of needed to get Aaron Gordon out the game. In should come Jeff Green. If in comes Jeff Green, now Jeff Green's hitting that corner three. He hit one or two of them tonight. Jeff Green can shoot the corner three well enough to where you're comfortable throwing it to him and him taking it.
No, he can't.
And the defense has to react to it.
No, they
you
don't.
You can ultimately decide that we're going to live with Jeff Green beating us shooting that three.
Jeff Green's not going to beat you.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeff Green can...
Draymond, dude, I'm a fan of yours.
That can't be a real take, man. That cannot be real.
Take Aaron Gordon out and put Jeff Green in, and here we go.
It came back because Gordon was on the bench.
Saddle up.
Jeff Green's a three-point threat.
He hit what? What's he averaging in the play? And I'm not. This isn't a knock on Jeff Green. It's really not.
Jeff Green is good for either one three-pointer or one dunk in a game.
That's about
that is it.
Right, especially once the playoffs started. What are we doing here? So, like, even when they try, it's like, was that your first Nuggets game? Draymond, you played against these guys, four times?
Draymond doesn't like Aaron Gordon. We know this. He does not like him personally.
But apparently loves him some Jeff Green. Give me a guess here. How many points is he averaging in the playoffs?
0.4.
Four.
Four.
He's averaging four. It's not that he's not playing. 19 minutes per game. That's what he's averaging in these playoffs.
He's out there. He's certainly out there.
He's out there, but don't. Like.
Oh, the Lakers are going to be afraid of Jeff Green at the three-point.
Take Aaron Gordon out and you will live. You put Jeff Green in the corner and good night. Like, even when they're trying to analyze, Malone should have made more adjustments. Get Jeff Green in there. We were talking yesterday about he's probably the guy you want to replace in the offseason. He's probably item number one on the list, and I like Jeff Green. He gives the Nuggets some moments here, but that's what your plan is? It absolutely floors me. So you got Lisa Salters, ESPN reporter for 23 years. She admits to never watching him play. You got Mark Jackson, who forgets to put him on his ballot. You got Kendrick Perkins, who thinks it's a racist thing that Joker is winning MVPs or was considered for a third MVP.
And he's a stat padder.
And now you have Draymond Green saying, leave it to Jeff Green. I mean, of the guys that have played in the meaningful minutes for the Nuggets, there's been eight deep. We've gone three deep. Who would you say is the worst of the eight?
Jeff Green.
Jeff Green.
Like, just stop. Don't watch Nuggets games. Just I don't want to hear from it anymore.
No,
I don't even bother with this team.
I don't know.
You will never appreciate it as much as we do. So just don't even bother.
It's so frustrating though. It's like I said, dude.
And there are people agreeing with it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Draymond's right.
Like, wait, is this actually? Could this work? No, it
Why
couldn't because
Jeff
it didn't
Green
work in game
getting
one.
Getting more minutes. 30 minutes after the hour. CSU head basketball coach Nico Medved, one of my favorites to talk to. Coming up next, don't miss this. We got to talk about the new additions to his basketball team, some of the guys that have left, of course, and just how they've tried to put these pieces back together. Oh, and maybe we'll get an update on Isaiah Stevens. I got to ask, right? 30 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Ali Farouk Manesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFK.
Just 34 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. How about that? We get assistant coach Ali Farouk Manesh to introduce this next segment. Joining us now, head coach of the Colorado State Rams, Coach Nico Medved. Coach, look at that. Coach, thank you so much for giving us some time. We love having you on this program.
Brady, appreciate you having me. That's the loudest ovation I've heard in a while.
Hey, they get after. They're big fans of yours. I keep promising them. I'm promising an autograph for old Susan and Cheryl back there. But can we make that happen at some point?
Done.
Coach, again, it's great to get you on here. And I always kind of try to wait because I know we can talk about some things we can't, all that good stuff. But you've probably never been asked this one in the last couple of months. But about Isaiah Stevens, what do we know? What do we know right now, Coach?
That was funny. I was talking to – he and I had a conversation last night for a while. And I just told him, I said, Zabe, if I had a nickel – for everybody who asked me about what you're going to do right now, I could retire. You know? He said, "Oh, this." He said the same thing, man. You should hear my." So no, he's going through it. Hopefully, he's getting a lot closer here to making a decision. You know, sometimes these things are interesting. Where you know the deadline is May 31st. Every team in the NBA might go about their business a little bit differently. So it might be one or two teams in particular that are still, you know, really showing a high level of interest. And, you know, I think he's at the point, too, where he's really, really working hard, you know, to go through this process here. And, you know, hopefully we'll have an announcement here. But it could drag on, you know, all the way to the deadline. And that's not anything intentional by him that he's trying to drag on a decision. I think actually the opposite is true. But sometimes you don't have that. You don't control all that, right? The teams have a control because there is the deadline and they can work all the way out until the deadline. But Zay's in a great place. He knows he's got, you know, can't go wrong. He would be really, really excited about coming back to CSU for another year and be really excited about the team and the opportunity. But, you know, if he gets the opportunity that he wants in the NBA, well, that's a phenomenal opportunity as well. So still working through it, but hopefully we're getting closer.
Coach, is it a situation, I suppose, like what David Roddy heard last year? Somebody basically lets it be known that, yeah, dude, we think you can go in the first round or maybe the second round. Is it one of those things where you think if Isaiah hears that he will, in fact, be drafted? Or does that not factor in? Because you could still, obviously we know, you can still get into the NBA and not be drafted. Is that kind of the same thing? Do you feel like, okay, if he gets that good news about maybe one or two, or the opposite. You know, we don't think you'll get drafted. Maybe that changes things too.
Well, I think there's that scenario, Brady, but there's also, you know, a few different opportunities. It's not just getting drafted, but there's also, you know, the NBA has two-way contracts, and, you know, two-way contracts are, you know, without getting into the weeds here, but, you know, those are $500,000 a year, you know, and that's almost, you know, a team owns your rights. You know, you might play in their G League affiliate, but you have an opportunity to get called up, and depending on injuries or things happen throughout the year. And, you know, if you're able, each team in the NBA now with the new collective bargaining agreement gets three of those. So they really get an opportunity to put three different players on a two-way contract. Those are coveted. I mean, the fact that Zay has already graduated, and you know, if he could get guaranteed something like that, that might move the needle for him, if that makes sense. So I think that there's things that you know, people are working through in that regard. It doesn't necessarily have to be drafted. But again, you know, I want to reiterate to all the fans here, I mean, Zay's in a great place. You know, we communicate very, very frequently. Again, he would be really excited about coming back to CSU if that's where it lands. But, you know, he wants to, you put in this much time, you want to go through the process and make sure that you're not leaving anything on the table as well.
Well, and Coach, and I know you guys, and you know, I know you feel this way. You say the right things, but I also know you feel this way. You want the best for your players. You want your guys to go on if they want to be in the NBA, if they want to go on and do something else. You want that, absolutely, and you feel that from your staff. But, you know, it's also got to be a little difficult, a little stressful, too, because you're building up this team. You're bringing it, and we'll talk about those guys in a moment, a couple of those guys anyway. But at the same time, you're like, man, we could go this direction if we have Isaiah Stevens. We may have to go this direction if we don't. There's got to be a little bit of, and I'm not saying it's a negative frustration, but a little bit of that.
Well, there's no question it makes it difficult on us in the sense of, you know, it's 2 years in a row, right?
Yeah,
you have
yeah.
your best player. And, you know, what people are saying, you obviously, you know, you have to save a scholarship, you know, hold a scholarship for that player. Obviously, if they do decide, so you're not able to recruit his scholarship, and you're really not able to recruit their position, even if you had one. I mean, a player that plays the same position as him, that's a veteran with experience, well, they know if Isaiah Stevens comes back, there's not going to be that opportunity for them. And so you are really kind of stuck that way. And if they decide to go pro, you know, there's really not much opportunity at all once it hits June to do much for next year. But that's just the way it is. It's just kind of the way our program has been, and we've been fortunate to have two great players like them that were going through it. And, you know, that's what's hard. That's not the intent at all of somebody like Isaiah Stevens. But again, this is what he's earned the right to go through, and you want what's best for your guys. But it does put you in a challenging situation. Everybody knows a player like him, a player like David Roddy the year before, they're obviously transformational, and they have a huge impact on your team and your program.
Coach, did you see, I mean, obviously you know David Roddy so well, and I actually had a feeling he was going to go in the first round. I really did. I don't get many things right. That was one of them. But I got to tell you, Coach, I didn't see him he didn't have a spectacular rookie year, but he was pretty darn good. I kind of thought maybe he'd come in for a few minutes here and there, but there was a lot of games this season where he was kind of, he wasn't necessarily a focal point, but he was a big factor. Did you see that coming for him this early in his career?
Well, I wasn't surprised. I mean, I think what I knew when he got drafted by Memphis, you know, the good and bad is, the good is that, you know, great organization, really valued him. He was going to be on a really good team, you know, right away, one of the best teams in the Western Conference or in the NBA. The negative is that they had so many guys, they were good. God, what was his opportunity going to be to play early? And then I think what happened, obviously he did a great job in the summer, but they had some injuries early in the season. So what did that allow him to do to get an opportunity right away? And he made the most of it. And that didn't surprise me because of who he is, his IQ, his talent, his ability to stay ready, to understand what the team needed. And then he just kept getting opportunities, you know, throughout the year, and he made the most of them. And that's the key to all of this. And so the year went on, kept earning their trust, and Yeah, how awesome was that, watching him guard LeBron James in the playoffs?
So cool.
Know? And just to think of where he was a year ago. And I think you're going to see more and more from him moving forward. He's going to have a real bright future in that league.
Well, Coach, I have a signed picture of him dunking on the Air Force kid. Was that a year ago or whatever, 2 years ago? I have that, and there's one kid in the background who's just like watching, astonished. Wow, this is crazy. I saw him do it in the NBA. It looked the exact same. So I'm glad I have a copy of that one, because that could be probably worth a few bucks.
Yeah, I tell all the recruits we get, I take 100% credit for those dunks. That's the skill development we do here at CSU, Brady. So,
you show him, right?
David knows that. We taught him how to do that clearly. So.
CSU head coach Nico Medved joining us. A couple of guys I can ask you about that I'm excited for. Nick Clifford, coach. I mean, that's a big get. This guy... You know, his average doesn't tell the whole story of his season, because I think as the season progressed last year for CU, he got better and better. He's going to be a CSU Ram now.
Yeah, you know, Neek's a really talented player. He's an elite human being. He's someone, you know, we had a real great relationship with in high school. You know, we recruited him. He ultimately chose CU out of high school and, decided he was looking for something different. He's obviously been well coached. He's a terrific athlete. He's an elite defensive player, rebounder, and I think he really has the ability to shine on the offensive end. And I think he's going to be really, really good in our system. He's going to provide experience and talent, and I just can't wait to get him here this summer and start working with him. I think he just fits our program like a glove, and gives us a lot of things that we really need.
Well, obviously, he's got a lot of fans here in the state. He's a Colorado Springs guy. But talk to us about that process, because, you know, I mean, Rams fans love when you get any exciting name, any talented player. But I think there's a lot of Rams fans that are like, man, that guy's leaving CU to come over here to CSU. I mean, that's kind of a story in and of itself.
Yeah, I think, you know, people will make a lot of it because it's CU to CSU. But I think in this particular case, it was just – not even where it was located as much. I think, you know, staying closer to home against the icing on the cake, I think it really came down, honestly, Brady, to just the relationship we had with him and his family, you know, out of high school. You know, we recruited him really hard. He had obviously taken, you know, a few visits up here. I think he knew us pretty well. He felt comfortable. And so sometimes a kid, you know, goes in the transfer portal that way. It's a lot easier to think about going someplace that you have a relationship and a trust level with the coaches already. And, you know, that's really what transpired there.
Head coach Nico Medved joining us for the Colorado State Rams. And another guy I can talk to you about, Coach, Joel Scott, 6'7". Division II Player of the Year. I mean, his shooting percentage is off the hook. Great three-point shooter. Averaged, 23 points or so. This guy's a stud. A rebounder, too. I mean, my goodness, he seems like he's the complete package.
I'm really excited about Joel. I think he's a great fit for what we're doing, and the versatility inside, outside. Is that quintessential, you know, power forward, but he can stretch the floor. He's a really good passer, and he's a really good defensive player. He's got great feet, great instincts, and just a tough, tough competitor. And, you know, Joel's a kid that, you know, he could have left Black Hills, you know, for the past several years and gone Division I, but I love the fact that he, you know, stayed committed there. He got his, finished his 4 years, had a ton of success. He's obviously a transformational player, the best player I ever play in that program. And we think he's going to really fit us like a glove. It's a need of ours. Great kid, excited about being here in our program. His family's excited about having the opportunity to watch him play all these games. And another one I can't wait to get up here to campus and start working with.
Coach, it seems like we're seeing that as a kind of a trend now. But with you guys, I've seen it with other schools, even in the area, in the state, but you're looking into that D2 side of things, because you did it with Cartier too. There's a lot of these players that shine there, and then they're getting that confidence, and then maybe a couple of years there, they find it, and bam, they're ready to go at the big level.
Well, you know, Chandler Jacobs as well.
Sure,
was another one, and I think so. I think obviously, you know when you're in this profession, you watch some of these terrific Division II programs, and they're well coached. The level of competition is great, and guys who can produce and win at that level and that have experience. That translates, you know, and we've been able to see that. And, you know, some of these guys, there's a little bit of transition period, but then they start to figure out very, very quickly, like, boy, I could do this, you know, at a high, high level at the Division II level, at the highest level of Division II, and I can do it here too. And so that is something that we've really, really looked at, especially considering the landscape that's going on right now. I think there's a lot of value in that for us.
Well, I'm excited to see these guys in action. It seems like you guys are kind of retooling this roster. And, of course, we're waiting on the Isaiah Stevens news. When you know, Coach, you know, shoot me a text or something, you know. I'll keep it a secret. I won't say anything.
Yeah. Well, you would love to know right now, you know, one way or the other. But that's not the way it goes. But, again, just to – you know, reassure our fans that, you know, he is, he's just an unbelievable person and player. And so he would be really excited about coming back here. But, you know, he also owes it to himself to kind of let this process happen the way that he wanted it to. So,
well, and Coach, if he's back, you know, we plan to, of course, we want to do a radio show with him again. So I kind of try to trick him sometimes. I'm like, hey, Isaiah, for the show next year, you know, when we're planning it, you know, what date can you start? And he doesn't fall for it. He has not fallen for it yet. So I'm not getting any information on that side.
he'll keep that part close to the vest, let's hope that happens, that he gets what he wants. But, hey, listen, I'm no fool. If Isaiah Stevens comes back, that's going to be a great thing for CSU.
Oh, man, I think so. I'm excited for these other guys. We're interested in the news, of course, with Mr. Stevens. Coach, appreciate you, and look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Hey, thanks, Brady. Appreciate you having me on.
All right, man. Head coach Nico Medved for the Colorado State Rams. Do you think Isaiah, are we flipping a coin? Is it 50-50? I think he'll be back. I think he'll be back. David, at this stage, I thought the only reason he's going to come back, the only reason he would come back is unfinished business at Colorado State, thinking maybe I can get back into March Madness. But I predicted that he would go in the first round. I mean, Angel, if you're playing college basketball and you get a shot, you think I could either... I'm probably going to get drafted. There's like a 90% chance I'm going to get drafted. Maybe not 90% the first round, but I'm going to get drafted. Or I can go back another year. And I got a pretty good shot with Isaiah and company. And Isaiah would, of course, later get hurt and missed out on, what, the first chunk of the season. But he was back. I got a chance to maybe go back to March Madness. What are you doing? I mean, I'm going to the NBA. Easy. Make some money. Play basketball. But I don't know if Isaiah Stevens is a second-round pick. And I don't know if that 100% dictates the decision. He still may want to go, as Coach had mentioned, with those two-way contracts and all that.
I think it's one thing if you have confidence from a number of teams that you're going to get drafted. It's another thing to self-evaluate and say, okay, a year from now when I've wrapped up my rookie year, am I going to be in a good enough position to better myself as an NBA player?
Yeah.
And I handle the grind of what the NBA is.
We'll see, man. I got a feeling he's going to come back. That's based on nothing. That is not based on any conversation I've had with him on or off the air, any coaches on or off the air. Trust me, they're buttoning it up. They're not giving me anything. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll wrap up hour number one on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hear the manager of the NoCo Owls every Tuesday with the Frank Gonzalez Show on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. Game two tonight, Nuggets-Lakers. A lot of disrespect, a lot of drama surrounding all of the media coverage and or lack thereof, all of that stuff, man. But you know what's not filled with drama? Discounts. discounts at places like Pooter Pet and Feed Supply. It's the 18th of May, meaning you're slowly but surely running out of time to get in and take advantage of their deep discounts all month long and celebrating 35 years serving Northern Colorado. Today's deal from First Mate, Kazakh's Pet Food, up to $7 off dry food, and then a buy three, get one free on all cans. You buy three cans, you're going to get a fourth one for free. How about that? And speaking of free, I have a chance right now. We've been giving these away throughout the week. I have an awesome opportunity. It's a mystery bag. It's four full-size premium products for your cat or your pet or your dog. Cat or your dog. It's a specially curated bag of dog or cat-specific products like toys, food, accessories, you name it. For that dog or cat, you get to choose. I want you to win right now, but I need your name, your first and last name. I need your number, a way to reach you, and where you're calling from. That's what I need right now. Caller number four, and stay on the line because we're going to a break here, so it gets a little crazy. Stay on the line. Angel still might get to you. Caller number four right now. On the First Advantage Hotline, 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. Be caller number four. You get the mystery bag. Four full-size products inside this bag for your dog or your cat. It's a great, great deal. Caller number four, 970-353-1310. In the second hour, we'll get to the lunch rush, the latest on the Denver Broncos. We'll get to that. Kevin Lytle will also join me from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and more Game 2 preview action. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, and we're the whole show. We'll be right back.